2,000.
I mean, what a neat concept. You don't get injured until you run 2,000 miles.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Well, just tell me, I'm looking at the table right now, and this is some of the things he's been eating. Maybe you just describe what we've got here in terms of food things that have fueled the New Zealand experience, I guess. So what kind of things have we got here?
Well, there's not much here at the moment. We've got papaya, which is good for the digestive system, but every single morning I make him a green smoothie, and that's just some kind of green, like spinach or silver beet, and we add a couple fruits, and so that gives him all his calcium mm-hmm. and protein and stuff like that. And then I make him a superfood smoothie, which is completely different and has goji berries and bee pollen and cacao and coconut oil. The list goes on.
It's in terms of diet, you guys really worked together in figuring out what was going to work. I mean, how did you decide what was going to be able to keep him going all this time?
Well, we've been kind of into the raw food thing for the last year or so, and in the last year we've been learning more and what certain foods do and what properties they carry. And in the 6-day race in April that he just recently completed, he did it mainly raw, and he had the best 6-day race that he's ever had. Like he didn't get injured, and he was full of like power, and he made it to the end, and nothing. It was like totally great. So we thought that we would start doing this race the same way. But he didn't want to have dairy, he didn't want to have gluten. He just, you know, he wanted to have nothing processed. It all had to be fresh and healthy. And it started going well at the beginning. Like it just, you know, that's all he wanted was the raw, fresh food. But then slowly he wanted some more like heavier foods. And so this race, it's been more like 80% raw. It hasn't been 100% raw.
How you've seen other people here who are like the antithesis, the guy over there, Pranjal, who eats Snickers and Coca-Cola. I mean, so in some ways, anything you throw in the furnace is going to burn. But you're saying that the raw food thing has a lot of other things besides just keeping the engine going.
Yeah, I think actually, well, everyone has a different constitution. And at one point, Darbhashana was able to eat like that. Like, he could have lived the same way. But I think when you start becoming aware and putting good things, mm-hmm. more good things into your body, I think eventually it starts rejecting the bad stuff and it doesn't work the same like it used to. And, you know, Pranjal was, you know, he's fine on it. And who knows? I mean, maybe he could live like that forever. I don't know.
Is anything that you've tried not worked? It all seems to fit somehow.
Well, we did try giving him dairy a little bit, and every time he had any kind of cheese or milk or anything, he immediately would get digestive problems and like sore throat and stuff. So that absolutely didn't work. And I gave him a bad mushroom once, and that made him sick.
I did it. It was me. I'm the mushroom lady.
Oh yeah. But he got over it, but, you know, he got over that in a few days, but felt kind of bad.
Now, you've been more than a cook, and you've been here with family, and it's been you've been running this together, and you can't understate that all parts of this is a team effort, and that everybody's working pretty hard.
Yeah. No, it's so good. She's asking for an ice cream. Sorry.
No, just you've been in the 6-day race and 10-day race with him, but this has been a lot harder, right?
It's completely different.
Okay.
Yeah, it's completely different. Different vibes and everything. The 6 and 10-day race was like short and sweet, kind of, and then this kept going, and there's been like, you know, ups and downs, and Shakti here going through it as well, you know. She's been really good actually for like 52 days in the same spot.
Ice cream. What's been the best part though?
Well, actually, I've liked every bit of it, you know? I feel very much oneness here, and I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself when it's over. You know, I'm going to still get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and make his smoothies and his food, and you know, it's just going to be so natural. I've liked it all. I've liked seeing what the runners go through, and it's made me appreciate what they do a lot more. You know, because last year or the years before, when Darbhashan was always watching it on the net and following their progress every year, I never really got into it as much. You know, I appreciated it because he appreciated it. But now that I've actually been here and seen what they go through, and they, you know, they all have to work together. When they all got food poisoning, they all got it together. You know, it's just kind of, it's a oneness thing, and I appreciate that now.
You were, all of you, when you came, like, a month and a half ago, were so keen to do it. Is anything surprised you, or that you just didn't believe that it was going to happen and it did happen? The things that just that you couldn't anticipate, that you've gone through, that you've seen, that you've experienced, that you just didn't have any idea?
Actually, to be honest, I came in with absolutely no expectation, because I had no idea what it meant, you know. And I'm really wowed that Darbhashan is going to finish in his first year. Like, I mean, just by hearing other stories, and, you know, I had no idea that it was a possibility that he wouldn't finish. But, but when I see, you know, like, everyone's capacity and where they're at, and I see how actually hard the journey is. So for him to finish in the first year is really, like, wow, I really appreciate that now, what he's gone through.
A week ago today, things didn't look so good.
No.
Things didn't go in Linville. And how do you think you got there, and how do you think you got out of that?
That was an amazing experience. I'm still, like, surprised by that one. Because he got the hamstring injury, and then he tried to get through it. He had a good attitude, but then after, you know, 5 days of walking, he got hit by, you know, doubt and, you know, frustration, and he made up his mind that he wasn't going to finish. And, you know, it was kind of a hard thing. And then, I don't know, something just happened. A snap of a finger, his parents arrived, and, you know, there's a few people gave him some words of encouragement, and he just suddenly, it was a snap of a finger, and it was gone. Absolutely gone. Grace, that is real grace.
I mean, he is a guy with a lot of capacity, but what happened last week? I mean, was there anything ever like that in his life where he's just turned the corner 180 degrees?
Well, a recent experience when we were trying to get here, I'm not sure if he told you this before, but it was really challenging. From the month after April, we went home, and to come back here, we had no money. We had, like, not a dollar. We had, like, so many bills. Nothing. Like, you know, it was like, it looked like it wasn't going to happen. And he was having business meetings with his, you know, financial advisor, and they were all telling him not to do it because it wasn't going to be feasible for his business. And he was like on the brink of deciding not to do it because everyone was just doubting him, you know. And then he went away and he just had a moment to himself, and he thought of a story what's his name?
Babaji?
Yes, thank you. So you've heard the story?
No, you told me.
Oh, right.
But I never asked him the story.
Right. Well, he had an experience where he thought of Babaji, and this one man was climbing up the Himalayas, and he was calling up Babaji, and he finally said, "Reveal yourself." He got to the top. "Reveal yourself, or I'll jump." And then Babaji appeared, and he said, "Okay, jump." And then so this man that was finding Babaji, he jumped, and in that moment he realized that this is what he's meant to be doing. It's a similar experience. He felt that he needs to have that faith to just jump and do it. And so then from that moment on, when he made that decision, everything just smoothed out. We got the money to pay for our tickets to come over, and then suddenly we were here. So I guess that's sort of an experience of, you know, a snap of a finger and it changes, you know. But now I have complete faith and belief in grace, because it works when you believe.
And Daddy's going to finish in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Is that going to be great?
Greater than ever.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.